Scott Billick from Winnipeg Sun, NHL.com. Congratulations on the contract, of course. Can you just talk about, how it came together, I guess, and how long it took? And you kind of talked about waiting for the best opportunity for yourself. I suppose this was the best one at the end of the day.
Yeah, it didn't take too long. Obviously, we got into negotiation talks rather quickly after the season, and over the last, more seriously, over the last couple weeks here, and it was easy. We were all on the same page, and I'm just grateful for another opportunity with what I'm assuming is going to be another good team, a contending team, and that's what it's all about, is trying to place yourself in opportunities and a good opportunity to play on a good team.
Yeah, sometimes bullies want to, after a good season as a backup, want to maybe test the waters a little bit. What led you to not maybe want to do that this year?
Well, for one, I didn't really have much for options in that regard. But even if I did, I wouldn't. I would seriously consider coming to back to Winnipeg. It goes a long way to play with the same group of guys for more than 1 year, and I'm excited to do that. And the staff and the coaching staff, I have a lot of love and respect for all of them. So for us to come to a number that we agreed on, and for me to be able to come back to familiar territory, it was an easy sell.
Well, Lauren, Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. What a difference a year can make. Maybe just give us some insight into how different things feel on a personal level where you are this year compared to, say, a year ago at this time, coming off what was the previous season.
Yeah, it's a complete 180. So one summer starting to doubt your future in the NHL into a feeling like this, where I'm going into the summer and going into next season with a lot of confidence, and knowing that all along I've had the tools and that I can be effective at this level, and to have that mentality going forward, I just think that my potential and my ceiling is even higher than I even thought it was.
There obviously was a terrific individual season for you, but is there a little bit of frustration in just how it ended with the injury in Vegas there in late February, and it probably cost you a number of starts down the stretch?
Yeah, of course. I mean, at the time it was frustrating, and like you said, I was probably going to get a few more starts and a few more starts in a smaller amount of time, which is obviously something that I would look forward to and I'm always pushing for. So when that happened, it wasn't ideal, and the timing wasn't great, but I mean, it's over now, and what's done is done. I'm not really too worried about it anymore, but I mean, yeah.
Thanks and congratulations.
Thanks.
LB, Jamie Thomas from Jets TV. Just talk about your relationship with Wade Flaherty and how that grew over this past year.
Yeah, I met Wade a few summers back at a goalie camp, and we hit it off right away. We think the game the same way, and we have similar personalities in terms of how laid back he is, and I like working with a guy like that. It makes you takes away a lot of nerves being around consistently daily working on things with someone who's so laid back like that. So I respect him a lot, and I'm glad to be going to a team that kind of adds to what I said earlier about just going into familiar territory. It's going to be really nice to have the same goalie coach who now knows me even better after a full season together. I'm really looking forward to getting back to working with him.
The same thing, you had a relationship going back with Connor Hellebuyck. How about the relationship growing this past season as well?
Yeah, no, that's another one. There's only one other guy as a goalie. There's only one other guy that you can relate to on a full level, and for it to be with a friend, like same age and similar interests, like we get along really well, and it just makes for a season to be that much more enjoyable.
That's it for me. Congratulations on the new contract.
Thank you.
Laurent, it's Murat from The Athletic. And one of the things that you got praised for so much last season was kind of coming in with a bit of a chip on your shoulder, something to prove, and just so much determination. And with just a little bit more confidence heading into this season, how do you maintain that chip and that aggression to take that next step?
Well, I'm not going to come in with the same mentality. I'm definitely going to come in with a hell of a lot more confidence. I think for a goalie, it takes a little bit longer sometimes to mature and to find yourself in this league. There's a lot that goes into playing in this league, and I think nerves and your mental state is a big part of that. And I mean, I just almost had to just prove to myself that I can do what I normally do at this level, and with all the pressure and all of that comes along with it. And now that I've proved that to myself, I can almost guarantee that I'm gonna start and continue to build and move forward and continue to grow.
Thank you. Lauren, just Mike McIntyre, one more from the Winnipeg Free Press. Just in terms of this summer, will there be anything different that you do, like training-wise, now coming off the year that you had, or will it be, business as usual in terms of your prep?
Well, that's another thing that's feeling good in my, I guess, summer regimen. I've now been working with the same off-ice coach for a number of years now, and we've finally figured out what I need and what makes me tick and makes me feel the best and play the best. And it took a while to figure that out, but it's just business as usual for this summer and continuing to work on the things that I now I know what I need, and that's definitely another huge confidence booster to have that clarity.
Thanks, Laurent.
Yes,
Laurent Scott from the Sun again. Sorry, I mixed up your RFA and UFA status earlier. Just a question on, with your relationship, just kind of following up to the other one with Connor there. Like you said, you guys are both the same age. I mean, you guys are friends. I mean, what do you guys learn from each other? How do you guys, feed off each other and push each other in practices and games as well?
It's more or less just daily communication. It's not even or even in game. We'll kind of just talk things out and give one another, our own experiences. And, I don't know, it's just good to have that communication and, throughout a season, whenever, you're feeling good or you're feeling a little off, like it's to have someone you're close with that you can kind of hash it out and learn from each other. And over this past season, I learned a lot from him, and he's obviously had so much success and so much experience. So I respect him a lot, and I respect what he has to say. So whenever there's anything that I'm not sure of, not only can I turn to Wade, but I can turn to Helly, and obviously that's going to be good information because he's such a good goalie.